This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden made clear Thursday that the world should expect a more diplomatically engaged United States moving forward. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
After 4 years of America First,
America is back. Diplomacy is back.
On his first trip to the State Department, the president sought to reassure a diplomatic corps maligned under Trump that it'll be at the heart of a foreign policy reset.
I trust you. I'm going to have your back.
He took a strong line on Russia, saying he told Vladimir Putin in a phone call, the days of the U.S. rolling over are gone. The president says he's freezing a U.S. troop pullout from Germany, ending support of Saudi Arabia's offensive in Yemen, and making LGBTQ rights a cornerstone of diplomacy. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Embattled Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, facing a House vote to strip her of committee assignments, said Thursday that she regrets some of the words of the past, but she did not explicitly apologize for her racist and violent rhetoric. Alternating between contrition and defiance, the newly elected Georgia Republican asserted in a House speech that she was a very regular American who posted conspiracy theories from QAnon and other sources before she began campaigning for Congress, but that those views did not represent her own.
What you need to know about me is I'm a very regular American, just like the people I represent in my district and most people across the country.
She also looked to shift blame while falsely equating her own endorsement of violence against Democrats with those in the party who supported racial justice protests over the summer, which sometimes turned violent. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. An Iranian diplomat has been convicted by a European court and sentenced to 20 years in prison for allegedly being involved in a foiled 2018 bomb plot in France. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
Prosecution lawyers from Belgium and other civil parties said Vienna-based diplomat Assadollah Assadi was guilty of attempted terrorism after a foiled plot to bomb a rally of the National Council of Resistance of Iran near Paris in June 2018. It brings to an end the first trial of an Iranian official for suspected terrorism offences in Europe since Iran's 1979 revolution. No media were allowed into the heavily guarded courtroom, where three other Iranians were sentenced to 15, 17 and 18 years respectively for their roles as accomplices. The Islamic Republic has repeatedly denied involvement in the foiled plot, saying that Assadi's diplomatic immunity had been violated in a Western trap.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. A prominent Lebanese Shiite publisher who criticized the Iran-backed Hezbollah group has been found shot dead in a car in southern Lebanon. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
Lokman Slim, a Shiite publisher who was critical of the Iran-backed group, was found shot dead in his car. A judge following the case said his body had four bullets in the head and one in the back, while a security source said his phone was found earlier on the side of a road. It's the first such killing of a known activist in years. Slim, who ran a research center and made films, was a leading Shiite voice who spoke against what he saw as Hezbollah's intimidation tactics. He accused the group of intolerance of other political views. In a recent TV interview, Slim said he believed Hezbollah had a role in the deadly port blast that ripped through Beirut in August.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits has dropped, but it remains historically high. We get more from AP's Mike Hempen.
The Labor Department says 779,000 people applied for jobless aid last week, down 33,000 from the previous week. However, before the virus surfaced in March, applications never topped 700,000. The latest unemployment data show just under 18 million people were still receiving jobless benefits in mid-January. But once vaccinations become more widely distributed and administered in coming months, economists expect growth to pick up at a sustained clip. Mike Hemp in Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.